This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Handel's La Resurrezione. In June of every other year, the Boston Early Music Festival brings a week of joy to music lovers from all around the world. But in a week full of exciting concerts, there's one night that stands out from the rest. And in 2017, Thursday night was the night for Handel's spectacular sacred oratorio, La Resurrezione. Later on at intermission, we'll also hear selections from a concert titled Sex, Lies, and Musical Tales in 16th Century Venice by a rollicking Renaissance band from Italy known as Micro Logus. But first, we're going to take you back to that magical evening in June almost 1 year ago at NEC's Jordan Hall when the festival's artistic directors Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs gathered together an all-star ensemble for a semi-stage performance of this stunning piece. It's Handel's La Resurrezione at the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in concert. Musicians and concertgoers agree. At the Boston Early Music Festival, Thursday concerts are the most highly anticipated. The festival's centerpiece opera takes a break for that one evening, so it's an opportunity for those singers and musicians to stretch out a bit and do something a little out of the ordinary. I'm Chris Voss. This is WCRB in Concert. For the 2017 festival, they chose an oratorio that Handel wrote when he was a young man in Rome in the first decade of the 18th century, hanging out with some of the greatest musicians of his time, writing music for lavish evenings at the home of Cardinal Ottoboni or aristocrats like the Marchese Francesco Maria Ruspoli. In fact, Ruspoli was Handel's patron for this project, a grand oratorio all about the resurrection for Easter weekend in 1708. Rome, at the time, was a city bursting with culture. Spectacular vocal music was all the rage, even though Pope Innocent XII had closed down all the opera houses in Rome in 1697. But wealthy patrons got around these restrictions by hosting lavish musical evenings and opening their homes to the public once a week. These events were called conversazione, and as Robert Mealy writes in his program notes, they were a combination of concert, learned society, and cocktail party, with sorbet and liqueurs served between acts, and the productions themselves were a lot like opera. For Handel's La Resurrezione, or The Resurrection, the Great Hall in Marchese Ruspoli's palace was transformed into a theater, complete with four rows of orchestral seats and 28 music stands specially built with legs in the shape of cornucopias. That was installed behind the orchestra seats depicting Christ's triumph over death and the tension between heaven and hell. And in the middle of the backdrop, the title of the oratorio in 48 letters illuminated from behind by 70 lights. The drama itself is all about the struggle between heaven and hell, personified by an angel and Lucifer, over whose power will ultimately triumph after Christ's crucifixion. So after the overture, it begins with the angel demanding that the gates of hell be cast down. Lucifer, in turn, claims that he has vanquished the one who banished him from the heavens, that Jesus' death settles things once and for all. Then, on the earthly plane, we hear Christ's faithful disciples, Mary Cleopas and Mary Magdalene, grieving the loss of their Lord. St. John appears to reassure them of Jesus' promise to return on the third day, and the women agree to wait in hope. Mary Magdalene sings lightly about a certain something in her heart that calls her to rejoice, and at the end of Act 1, the angel proclaims the redemption of sinners, also known as the harrowing of hell, Christ's descending to the underworld to release those who are imprisoned by death. The angel is soprano Carina Gauvin. Mary Magdalene is soprano Teresa Wakeham. The role of Mary Cleopas is sung by mezzo-soprano Kelsey Loretano. St. John is tenor Aaron Sheehan, and Lucifer himself is sung by baritone Christian Immler. with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra conducted by Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odette from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival at NEC's Jordan Hall. This is Act One of Handel's La Resurrezione on WCRB in concert.
Oh, Le bende alla tartaria notte.
Forza del dire, non perdere. Thank you.
ci volle morir, che più presume l'omaggio a me non puto, se arrende ripaggio muove le piante, venga, ma se pretende
tagli, lo vedremo
ha 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 ha